America in general is, I believe, the whole region right now is the most violent region in the world. And I think that is the World Health Organization or one of the United Nations organizations that puts out those statistics. I have a friend from Honduras who just returned from spending 6 weeks there. And I don't know if any of you speak Spanish, but some of the first words that she said to me were, "Hay una inseguridad que ni te imaginas." There's so much insecurity, violence, personal insecurity that you can't even imagine what it is like. So that's Honduras, El Salvador, it's exactly the same. In Central America, especially, part of that violence is, of course, the history of the civil wars and the poverty and the drug trafficking. We think of Mexico when we think of drug trafficking. It's all throughout Central America, and specifically in El Salvador and Honduras, we have the problem of what are called las maras. These are gangs. And these are gangs that started, El Salvador specifically, with there was a civil war in the 80s, people immigrated to the United States and a lot to California. And as the people got into trouble there and they were in the prisons, they formed these gangs. And after they got out of prison, they were deported back to El Salvador. And when there was no longer the civil war, there was this power vacuum, and the gangs that actually originated in Los Angeles, but then they were deported and sent back to El Salvador, the gangs filled that power vacuum. And if you've ever heard of La Mara Salvatrucha or M13, that is an example. I'm just going to take a moment to read what Paige has written here. "I lived in Guatemala City after the peace process in the 90s. It was a rather unnerving place to live at the time, where all the guerrillas still had their guns and nothing to fight." Exactly. And so, Paige, what you pointed out is that vacuum that the gangs have filled, and it permeates societies in ways that I think many people in the United States are simply not aware of.